From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a ground offensive to dislodge Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis tells VOA, retaking western Mosul will be a huge strategic and psychological win for the Iraqis.
This is an ancient city that goes back to biblical times, and it's been an important center, not just for Muslims, but for Christians and other minorities as well. And so it seems a particularly ironic place where such an extremist, intolerant group would have been able to hold on for so long.
Iraqi security forces took control of eastern Mosul from the Islamic State last month. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he is hoping this week's peace talks in Geneva produce new momentum, and that much depends upon the position the U.S. decides to take.
The big question mark, and forgive me, but I have to raise it because I know it is in each one's mind. Where is the U.S. in all this? Well, I can't tell you because I don't know.
U.S. State Department spokesperson, a diplomat there, Brett McGirt, said people will be disappointed if they envision Washington suddenly finding, in his words, a new tool in the toolkit. Meantime, Syrian National Coalition President Anas al-Abda said the opposition is prepared now to negotiate a political solution. Somali officials saying at least 30 people killed, dozens more wounded when a car bomb exploded in a busy market in the capital Mogadishu. So far, no one has claimed responsibility, officials blaming Al-Shabaab militants. This is VOA News.